Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman reporting. The special UN envoy to Syria says the ceasefire is holding, but humanitarian aid?
On that one, we have a problem.
The United Nations faces a problem in shipping humanitarian aid into Syria. That according to the UN envoy for Syria, pinning the blame Thursday squarely on the lack of authorizations from Bashar al-Assad's government that has even disappointed the Syrian president's key backer, Russia. Stefan Demistra says a U.S.-Russia brokered ceasefire deal agreed last week has largely reduced the violence since it came into effect Monday, but the humanitarian aid flows that were expected to follow have not materialized.
The UN is ready to go. They owe facilitation letters, i.e. final permission for the UN to actually reach those areas has not been received.
Demisra said, these are days we should have used for convoys because we have no fighting. We cannot let days of this reduction in violence be wasted by not moving forward on that. There's a new UN Refugee Agency report out today indicating that 3.7 million refugee children under the agency's mandate do not have access to a school or even basic education. The report shows that when armed conflicts or political instability send people fleeing from countless countries across the world, children leave behind not only their homes, but also in many cases their education. Speaking in Geneva, where the report was released, UN Commissioner for Refugees Filippo Grandi said food, water and shelter are the priorities, but education is being neglected. More at VOANews.com. This is VOA News. U.S.